Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Living the good life here, live from Los Angeles, although we are going to send it out to Miami right now with the lovely Paxton Quigley for another episode of Cannabis Healing. Welcome, Paxton.
Well, hello, Adam, and hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners around the world. But first, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Tikkun Olam, the world's leading cannabis company and pioneer in medical cannabis research. Tikkun Olam's hemp-based products are available everywhere by ordering online at tikkunhemp.com, and I'll spell that T-I-K-U-N-H-E-M-P.com. Before we get to the big news of the day and to talk to our guest, here's a word from our friend Steve Guerin, a fabulous voiceover coach in New York City.
There is a constant search for new talent in the rewarding and lucrative world of voiceovers. Do you think you have what it takes? Steve Guerin's VoiceWorks, since 1988, offers Skype training. For more information about signing up for Skype voiceover coaching sessions, email Steve at voiceworksnyc@gmail.com. That's voiceworksnyc@gmail.com.
Folks, for the first time in history, the House Judiciary Committee approved a bill to end federal marijuana prohibition. It's called the MORE Act, M-O-R-E. It removes the marijuana plant from the Federal Controlled Substances Act, and it would enable states to enact their own cannabis regulations free from federal interference. Now, this vote marks the first time that members of Congress have ever voted to federally deschedule cannabis. However, the bill needs to go to a full floor vote before the end of the congressional period in December. So, folks, write to your congressional representative to support the MORE bill, because national marijuana legalization may be in the cards in the near future. And speaking of cannabis legislation, our guest today has been at the forefront of the struggle for many, many years. Eleonora Kennedy is part owner and board member of High Times magazine, and she recently attended a High Times event called Female 50, which recognized some of the many women who have played essential roles in the cannabis industry. And today, we are honored to have one of them on the show, Eleonora Kennedy. Eleonora, welcome to Cannabis Healing.
Thank you so much, Paxton. Happy to be with you today.
Well, thank you, too, and let's get started right away. Can you tell our listeners what role women have played in High Times magazine over the years? After all, the magazine has been around for 45 years now.
Yes, that's for sure. And women have been a vital part of it from the very beginning. Actually, the very first issue in the 70s had a woman on the cover. It was photographed by a woman. The art director was a woman at the time. And right now, of course, that's on eBay for a fortune. But it is a legendary cover. And they were in a long line of female art directors, photographers, writers, editors. It was an intellectual stoner magazine when it began, and Susan Sontag wrote for us. And through the 80s, Paxton, we had 14 women controlling editorial, artistic, and sales. Actually, my husband, Michael, who was the general counsel and the chairman, he was a feminist, and I'm a feminist, and we knew the value of women. So we sought them out, and they were edgy, and the times were heavy. But the more women we put on the staff, the more productive the magazine was. So, Paxton, we went into the 90s strong. The masthead was 50-50 women. Equal pay, bonuses.
Sounds absolutely wonderful. I wish I were there.
But he was.
Clearly, High Times is actually very unique in the cannabis industry and its attitude toward women. Now, what effect has that had on the magazine's success, do you think?
Well, I think what we're most proud of is that the women, we translated a magazine into a movement. Women's voices, journalism, worldviews on cannabis, we put it out to the public. and against all odds, because times were very rough. In the 90s, we really fought for it. And I think that's the most significant thing that we did, was we created a movement out of this magazine. And in the 2000, we had the first woman publisher ever. This was historic. We changed the narrative. There was so much misinformation on cannabis out there. And all through the 2000s, High Times put it forth, and women were in part responsible. We were the first magazine that switched from in-house computer graphics to digital media. It was born then. Women had those skills back then. Onward to Cannabis Cups, 50% of the volunteers, they were women. We had a female artist. She designed and handcrafted each of those magnificent silver cups that are sought after by every grower in the world. So we were outspoken women all through this period. We were fighting for legalization, press freedom, liberation of pot prisoners. It was not just sitting around smoking dope. I mean, we were smart-mouthed, witty women who drank whiskey and smoked weed, and we had no hesitation to crack that whip when we had to do something.
Oh, well, it sounds like a wonderful time, and I'm sure it's still a wonderful time. Now tell us about the Female 50 event that was held in California in mid-November. Who were some of the women who were honored?
Well, Paxton, we had nominees. 7,500 nominees came in.
Wow.
No one could be nominated from High Times, of course, which is a shame because we've had some great women, but we wanted to keep it clean. And out of these 7,500, a panel, a board, voted for the top female. And this collection of 50 women were in all areas of the cannabis space, research, business, activism, women who made their mark in a very significant and impactful way. And I think next year your name should be on the list for sure, because what you're doing is wonderful, informing the public. But you're welcome. Well deserved. The Beverly Wilshire, how straight can you get? We did the event there for 350 women and some men, but it was extraordinary. Craig Fox is the new CEO, and he was behind this 110%. He had scientists there. He had the young woman's mother, Charlotte, who was very ill, having seizures, and she began with a CBD form called Charlotte's Web. It's a famous CBD compound, and her seizures went down to like 2% from 100%. And she had 6 months to live, and her mother turned to this fairly straight, conservative woman, but she was desperate. So the mother was there, told her story. We had entrepreneurs that we were minting millionaires in this business, and they all talked about their success stories and their heads of the top companies all around the world, CEOs. It's quite significant and quite unique. So Craig Fox, our chairman, was totally behind this Female 50. He's also doing Pot Prisoner, so he's very forward-thinking. We felt that we were so influenced all these years. Times was around. No one was around when the 70s, when High Times began. We feel that women were such a big part of it, and they should get their due. So this was the first one, and there'll be more Female 50 honorees. And when Dan, at the very end of all the presentations, the big news was that we had a 77-year-old woman who'd been in the business probably for 58 years, and she was given I presented her with the Lifetime Achievement Award. Now, she came from Amsterdam to receive this. This woman, her name is Mila Jansen. She's also known as the Hash Queen, all gray, beautiful. She has been leading the charge for decades, and she dedicated her life to freeing the plant and the products and spreading access across the globe, Patsy. So she's
now, did she travel around the world? I mean, was she so into it that she would go everywhere to shall we say, spread the marijuana gospel?
Totally, totally. She is an author, a traveler, an inventor, a mother, and she spread this all across. She's known as the Hash Queen, and she is as sweet and wonderful and old. This gray-haired, lovely lady made her own dress for the occasion, which was gorgeous. She found something, Paxton, called Pollinator, and that's a big deal. and her name is Mila Jansen, and she received the Lifetime Achievement Award and made a very short speech, got a standing ovation. The female 50 were acknowledged, but this was big time. And then Macy Gray came out on the stage and did a round, and the women all got up and were dancing and embracing. It was as high as I can remember being in this industry. So I'm delighted we did this, and I hope we continue doing it.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, I know there's been a little brouhaha about the November issue of High Times because it has a photo of a young girl, and I know that you mentioned her. Have you really gotten much flack? The young girl is Charlotte Figge. Can you briefly tell us a little bit about that?
We have spent 40-some-odd years keeping children out of the magazine. Ever, never, never. We would never have photographed in any way, because we have a standard, and clearly it's not for children in any way. However, since medical marijuana has come about, and since Charlotte was 6 months from death, her mother, Paige, got up and spoke, we thought this was such an important message. Of course, we had the family sign off on it. We had the mother at the event. We presented her with an award, and she told her story about the suffering, the medicine, the Western medicine that she went through, failure after failure after failure, and all of a sudden these two young men in Seattle came up with a strain, and they kept contacting her, and finally the mother gave in 6 months before Charlotte was going to expire. And it completely, not completely, but 98% of the seizures are gone. So we just felt, let's take a chance. And if anybody wants to attack us for putting a heroic young woman and her family in the issue, so be it. Let them sue. We'll deal with that. We have good counsel.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. You know, Eleonora, I wish we could talk more. We're running out of time, but we'd love to have you on again. And thank you so much for being on the show. And congratulations.
Thank you for what you do. It's very important, Paxton.
Thank you. Folks, that's our show for today. Once again, we'd like to thank Tikkun Olam for sponsoring today's broadcast. And we invite our listeners to listen to our show and all of our shows on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn by searching for Paxton Quigley. Please stay healthy, balanced, and do stay in touch. I'm Paxton Quigley.